we were in an area where the Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Department does use the Southern Link system, and it did not work very well in certain areas. So the amateur radio came in very handy. They did have their, you know, they still have their VHF frequencies, but there were certain areas where the Southern Link just did not work very well, and ham radio was a good backup to that also.
What's your advice to amateur radio emergency groups, other places, about being prepared? What did you guys learn, and what would you tell them?
One thing that we discovered, and how we missed this, again, was one of those things. I'm not sure how it happened, but we improvised very quickly. We got a ham to the hospital and put them with some hospital administration staff, and they became shadows. Luckily, the gentleman that we were working with there, that was the hospital administrator, had a good working relationship with the emergency operations center. And though he didn't know a whole lot about ham radio, he knew that if the emergency operations center sent someone to him, then he could trust them. And that person managed to glue himself to that administrator's hip, and for a couple of hours just walked around the hospital with a good handy-talky, passing along information. We also did that with the incident commander. And in effect, since the public service frequencies were so jammed with so much traffic, amateur radio was one of the fastest ways to get through, because there are, again, only certain people can get on those frequencies. And it was very rapid, simply because, you know, in a situation like that, we had emergency crews show up from as far away as Marion County and Lamar County, Jefferson County, and when that many people show up, your public safety frequencies just get overloaded, and amateur radio was a great backup.